Welcome to the Excuse Smashers Podcast.
Hey, this is Tim Kaufman. Thank you so much for joining me as I talk to some of the most amazing people on the planet about excuses and why they didn't let excuses hold them back from a plant-based lifestyle. So sit down, buckle up, and hang on as my guests show you how to
smash excuses.
All right. Hello and welcome, Anthony Sells. It's so good to have you here today. Thank you for stopping by.
Tim, thanks for having me on.
So if you don't mind, we're going to take 5 short minutes and try to cram an entire podcast into 5 minutes. So all I want to know is, how has a plant-based lifestyle changed your life?
It's a complete 180. I was, upwards of 300 pounds. I was about 275, And I ended up ditching dairy first. A lot of people they usually ditch the meat first and then they go to dairy. But I ended up ditching the dairy first. Lost most of my weight that way, and then I started running. Running helped a lot. But I wanted to do one of my first goals was that I wanted to do a triathlon, and a triathlon was something so out of my realm. Like, I didn't know normal people did it, things like that, And so I was like, well, I'm going to train for a triathlon. And in my training for triathlon, I started running 5Ks and things like that. And it wasn't it's funny, a lot of people will say it's their first 5K that they cross the finish line, that they really feel like that was like a big hurdle. And it was like, emotional and all that. For me, I ran, 4, 5, 6, 5Ks before I did my triathlon. And for me, my finish line moment was that triathlon. It was when I was in that finish shoot. And it was a sprint. It was the shortest triathlon I could find. But when I was in that finish shoot, heading towards that finish line, that's what hit me, And I look over and I see my kids cheering me on. I mean, it was just like, it was an amazing feeling. It was something that I had never in my life I thought I'd ever experienced, that I'd ever do. And, it was one of those things where I was like, well, I did it and maybe that'll probably be it. That's cool. I'll run 5Ks or something like that. But it's affected me to where now it's just the goals get bigger. Everything just grows, and it's changed my whole outlook on life. When I was 270, 275, I didn't feel like I had any direction. I didn't feel like, I just kind of felt stuck. It was one of those things where I'd resigned to the fact that I knew I was going to be fat my entire life, and there's nothing that would have ever changed that. And now the sky's the limit. There's so many things that I've done in the past 4 or 5 years that I'd never even thought people did. Now I'm up to running ultra marathons and, marathons. And that's something that, I thought only crazy people did, but I like to think I'm normal, I just like to run a lot. As far as the plant-based lifestyle, it's just changed my whole outlook on life. It's physically, obviously you lose weight. You're not inflamed as much after a good workout or run. The recovery time is amazing, and it's just done wonders for me. I feel like it's made me a better person. To those around me, and it's really just helped me focus on me and be a better person, so I can be a better person. I can be a better dad, a better husband, and so on. I mean, I feel like it's affected me and then the people around me.
Right. Did you have any medical issues?
Not really. I had high cholesterol, but my cholesterol was, 200. You know, they told me I needed to get that down, but they never put me on anything. They put me, you know, they always told me I needed to lose weight. And, you know, doctors, you got to lose about 60, 80 pounds. And I kind of laughed because I'm like, they just don't know. I'm just a big guy. That's all it was. You know, they just, I felt like they didn't understand that Anthony is just a big guy and that's the way he's going to be. And there's no losing weight because I've been big my whole life. And you know, but no, as far as medications or anything like that, no, other than, you know, aches and pains and, you know, ibuprofen and things like that, nothing, no serious diagnosis.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. So it sounds like on top of the weight and everything, you have more energy and you're just better all around at being a father, a husband, and your job and everything else. So that's super cool. Okay, so here's the excuse you're about to smash, okay? You ready for it?
All right, let's hear it.
I get this one all the time, and I'm sure you've heard it too. And actually, you add a little more another dimension to this, because usually the one I get is people will look at me and Heather and say, well, if only my spouse was on board with this, it would be easier. But for you, not only is your spouse not plant-based, your kids aren't either. No. So that's kind of what I want to do, is smash that excuse that I can't do this because there's people in my house that don't. And just for a little information, how long have you been plant-based?
A little over 2 years now.
All right, so it's not like you
know. Fully plant-based over 2 years, dairy-free about five and a half years.
Okay, so you've been at this a while. It's not like you just, you know, it's a few months here. So you've been doing this a while.
No, it's been a while.
So I guess the question is, why do you think that, I kind of gave it away, but why do you think I picked you to smash this excuse? What does it look like right now in your house?
Well, like you said, my wife is not plant-based. My kids are not plant-based. Now, when I cook, they don't get any meat or anything like that. They, you know, some, you know, I try to give them a lot of fruit, you know, some starches and things like that. But they're not plant-based. When I went plant-based, I told my wife, I said, well, she knew that I was looking to make a change in my diet. When I went completely plant-based and I cut out the meat and the eggs, I said, I'm going to do this. And I, you know, basically I'm going to do this. Please respect, you know, my decision to do it. I'm going to try this out and I'm going to see how it goes. But it's something that I feel, it's a change that I feel like I need to make. And basically, you just got to be honest with you. And, you know, I know that there are, you know, sometimes when you come in the house, somebody's brought pizza and wings and stuff like that. But you really just have to train yourself to say no. I always ask myself, would this hurt me? Would this hinder my progress as a runner? Could this make me sick?
Right.
You know, because you once you eliminate something from your diet, as big as dairy or meat, you know, you'll feel it if you do eat it. If it's been gone for a period of time. But those are the things I've always asked myself. You know, and I've made it clear to everyone around me that this was my choice and this is something that I wanted to do, that I felt that I needed to do. Mm-hmm. It was a change in my diet that I was like, I knew that needed to happen.
Right. So that's kind of the next question here is, you know, people use this for an excuse, and obviously it's a pretty valid excuse because it's definitely challenging. But so what I want to ask you is, can you give some like real life examples of how this challenges you and how you could let it hold you back, I guess?
Well, the thing is that what I tell people is, you know, you always hear like about the cheat, you know, the cheat day or the cheat meal, you know, or we think of, well, if I have one slice of pizza, it's not going to be a big deal. Well, one today, and then maybe a donut tomorrow. It all adds up in the end, you know. But you know, I walked into where one of my daughters, or my daughters both take competitive cheer. They're involved in competitive cheer teams. You know, I walked in the other day and they had pizzas stacked up. You know, they're like, "Oh, you want a slice of pizza?" I'm like, no, thank you. I'm good. You know, and I may have just come in from a run, because sometimes while they're in practice, I'll go for a run.
Right.
But no, and then, you know, I did what I needed to do. I actually had to leave and come back, and I came back with fruit. And everybody's like, "Wow, you turned down pizza for fruit?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just eat fruit. I'd rather eat fruit." Because in the end, I know that the fruit obviously is so much better than the pizza, that I'm not gonna waste. You know, I feel like I'd be throwing everything out the window if I did eat that pizza.
Right. And yeah. You know, the thing is, for me, like, we don't have garbage food in the house. We have, like, very few things are processed in our house. Everything is whole food, plant-based. But I seriously, like, I know this is just excuse smashers, and I'm being really hardcore, but I got to be honest with you. I don't know how it would do with food that's, I hate the word compliant, but food that's not compliant. Because in my mind, when I'm really hungry and I don't have things prepared, it's easy to go for that bag of, you know, corn chips or whatever that has oil in it. So, can you talk about that? What it's like to have food that you don't eat in your own house?
It's tough. I mean, it is tough, you know, and even the stuff that's compliant, you know, I try to not even have that in there, you know, but, you know, we still have it in the house, you know. So when I'm really hungry sometimes I come in from a run, like, just want to ravage, you know, some food here. But when I come in the house, I'll either have something prepared or something that I can throw in the microwave real quick. Or, you know, sometimes I'll have potatoes cut up and they're in the air fryer. And I'll tell my wife, the other night I was coming home from the gym, I had them all set up for her. All she needed to do was turn the air fryer on. You know, I called her up from the gym. I said, "I'm on my way home." I was like, "Turn the air fryer on." You know, and the potatoes were in there. And as soon as I got home, so I just took them out, ate a whole bunch of, you know, air fried potatoes. That's what I did, you know. It's tough, but you got to plan ahead.
Right.
Have something ready. Have some fruit, and I know picking that fruit sometimes is hard over, you know, grabbing the bag of chips.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is to keep yourself from picking the bad foods. Just have stuff ready. A lot of things is, you know, my family likes to go out to eat, and that's a big thing too. And you always have somebody, "Oh, why don't you eat this?" Or you can have a little bit, you know, you can have this little piece of meat. I'm like, "No, I'm good." But you know what? Before we go out, I may have a snack.
Right.
You know, just in case there's nothing on the menu, or I download the menu before we go and see what there is that I can eat, you know.
Right, which is actually, that's my next question for you. And, you know, the thing is with the going out to eat, I mean, I know it was for us, especially when we had younger kids, that was like a big deal for us. I mean, going out to eat, that was entertainment for us. That's, you know, everybody got excited. And so I can definitely see that that's tough. Now that my wife is also plant-based and our kids aren't around most of the time, but now when we go somewhere on purpose with either, you know, a plant-based or a place that we know we can get safe food. So my next question is, and this to me is the most important part of this podcast or video, blog, whatever you want to call it. Can you give us, and you mentioned a few, but maybe if you could just hit them again, can you give us some of the most useful tools that help you get over this challenge or this excuse?
Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like I'd be a prime example for this because I can't think of one person in my personal life and that, or that I live, work, or am related to that is fully plant-based. Wow. I know some vegetarians, know some runners, know some vegetarians, know some triathletes, but not everybody, there's not one person that does all. So what I would say is, even though in real life, we'll say that you don't know anybody that's plant-based, surround yourself with people, online, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, anything like that. There's so many people out there. When I went, dairy-free, I wish I had that resource, right. Social media is great for that. The other thing I'd say is, like I said before, if you're going out to eat, know where you're going. Download the menu. Every place, just about every place has a downloadable menu. Just about every place has an allergen menu. So you know what's actually in these things, because a lot of dairy is hidden, and there,
Right.
And since me being the plant-based eater in this household, we don't go to vegan restaurants. If I go, I go by myself, or I'll take to go. Every now and then, I think a couple of weeks ago, I got everybody to go to a vegan restaurant while we were on vacation, and it was cool. They enjoyed it. I don't think they loved it, but they did it for me, and they know that it's important to me. In the way I lead my life, and have changed my life with this new way of eating and just a healthy lifestyle. But I would say surround yourself with people online, ask questions. If anybody wants to ask me a question, have at it. I'm here to help anybody, because I wish I had that resource, and the internet, social media can be a good thing, used the right way, obviously.
Right.
But put yourself in a community, even if it's virtual or whatever you want to call it, of plant-based eaters.
So what about the pantry? I hate to keep going back to this, but I'm really curious about this because I don't know how I would deal with this. I don't know what your favorite foods are or whatever, but I know what was really tough for me to give up. And I mean, technically they're plant-based, they're not a whole food, but the corn chips, being, the bag of corn chips and salsa. So tell me what goes through your mind when you see something in the pantry that it's kind of compliant, but it's not the best thing for you. How do you just say no to that? How do you just say, no, I'm not going to eat that?
I try to eat something else.
You substitute.
I'll throw some potatoes in, or I'll throw some, just eat some bananas, try and at least keep my stomach from driving the bus here, eating everything,
Right.
It's tough. Now, if we do have a bag of corn chips, the kids love them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, at least they're not eating meat.
In one
respect, So I'll let them do it. And sometimes, when I'm out of the house, I got four kids. So if a bag of chips is going to go in a minute, they'll eat it all. But, and not that I want them to eat that, but I've kind of lesser of two evils, in a way. But I seriously ask myself, is this going to help me? Is this going to hinder my progress as a plant-based eater, as an athlete? And when I say athlete, I'm middle of the pack, somewhat far back, but I'm an athlete. And that's something that that term right there is something that it took me a long time to actually say that that phrase, you know. That
I still have trouble with that one, to be honest.
You know, I do. No, but you know, I ask myself, is this going to help or hurt me? Is this going to make me sick? You know, and I know, because I, you know, and do I mess up? Yeah, I mess up. You know, now when I say I mess up, I'm not going to McDonald's and getting a Big Mac.
Right.
But you know, the chips and the salsa and stuff like that. But you know, it does happen. But the thing is not to make it a habit, not to keep doing it.
You know,
if it's something, you know, I'm the one that does most of the I do most of the grocery shopping. So if I don't want it in the house, if I think it'll tempt me and it's not a necessity for my kids, then I just don't buy it.
Right.
Now, that's not to say that, you know, the grandparents will send a box of stuff and
right.
it's like, oh, you know, you're killing me. But no, it's tough. And I'm not going to lie. But, you know, my biggest thing, you know, back in the day was Oreos. You know, I'm like, oh, these are great. There's no dairy in them. I eat a whole bunch of Oreos.
Right.
But, you know, now they don't come in the house. I mean, that's what it is. And
I know it's probably this way for you too, but I know if I let I do that, it's going to open up the floodgates. You know, people always say, well, you can have one or two of these and it won't hurt you, but, you know, maybe calorie wise, whatever, but mentally, like it's like the jar of peanut butter. I can leave the jar of peanut butter alone for weeks.
Yeah.
But man, once I take like one little spoonful, it's game on. You know, that peanut butter is mine. Yeah. And so I think a lot of times by abstinence is probably, it sounds crazy, but it's probably the easiest way to do this for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't want to take any more of your time up. But if just in summary, it sounds like your wife is supportive, although she's not plant-based. She's very supportive of you, and that's super cool. And just as a little side note between me and you, you know, people see me and Heather now, and actually Heather's probably more strict than I am, to be honest with you. She's like, really? Do you know there's salt on that? I'm like, but the truth is, I went a good 3 years on my own before she hopped on board. So I'm only telling you this because, you know, it's you can't cram this down people's throats, and they have to want it. And honestly, people ask me what they can do to help their son or their spouse, whatever. And honestly, the best thing you can do is just be an example.
And that's exactly right.
Yeah. And so just hang in there. And I'm glad she's supportive, and it sounds like your kids support you, and it sounds like you got a good thing going. But there's definitely a challenge too, as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and like I said, like you said, she's very supportive, and it would be amazing if she would go plant-based.
Right.
I'm kind of, you know, I'm hoping that'll happen here and, you know, in the future, and my kids too, you know, but you're kind of fighting all kinds of outside sources too, you know, outside
school lunches, all the parties at gymnastics. Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, you know,
for
you
sure.
go to the, you send them to the, you know, grandparents' house for a weekend, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
you know, that my oldest daughter, she's probably the most, I would say, interested. She's asking a lot of questions. She eats very little meat, so she's full-time vegetarian for many months, and but you know, she's working on it. She's really asking a lot of questions and how food affects the body and things like that. And so we're working on it. And you know, and like I said, you know, we're in, I'm gonna say mixed household, you know, but you know, I'm working on it. And I want to be the best example that I can be for my wife and my children, because those are the people most important to me.
That's awesome. Hey, Anthony, I cannot thank you enough. I know people are going to get so much out of this. And basically, you just robbed a whole bunch of people out of their excuses. So thank you for that. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was truly an honor. You're a total rock star in the plant-based world. But no, I really do appreciate you having me on.
All right, man. Wow. That was unbelievable. Anthony is a super, super cool guy. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, I want to think I would do okay, but I don't know what it will be like to come into a house with all food that I can't eat. So kudos to him. And he's making it happen. And he's making it happen in, I guess you'd call it, a mixed household. So once again, you know, you can make excuses or you can make it happen, but you can't do both. And Anthony's a perfect example of this. So really, if Anthony can do it, you can too. Thanks for joining us. And listen, if you like what you hear, give it a share. Sharing is caring. And we'll see you next time on Excuse Smashers. Thanks for listening.